this channel one over, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy. This is Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 71. This is Miss Bessie's reel. This is channel one over, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy. This is Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971. This is Miss Bessie's reel, and I'm setting this channel one over, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971. Channel 1 over, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971. Channel 1 over, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971. This is Miss Bessie's reel, channel 1 over, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971.
Ifa she had, oh, it was early yesterday morning. Bessie was out trying to get that rooster back in her yard.
Oh, yeah. Early yesterday morning.
Early.
Well, dear.
You might like this hot. This is cold. This is that good chocolate. Oh. She said he'd already been down at Doris's and had a fight. I didn't see you anywhere. It was...
I was on the back somewhere.
You,
I
yeah.
might have been house doing
so
something.
So she was trying to get him back in her yard. And she said they had already had one fight, and she couldn't get him back in the yard. Maybe she could keep him there.
Mm. She ain't going to keep him if she leave the gate open.
She got to keep that gate closed.
She have to keep that gate closed to keep him.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know they had one fight this morning. I was on the yard out there on the front, so I heard them fighting right in the road to go down to Caris. So I looked around. I got me a sweet stick and went down and oh, they was mad. They were ready for a fight. They didn't want to be separated this morning, but I didn't stop until I got them separated. He put him, Bessie's rooster, in her yard. Sent that one home to his place. You see, the gate was open. And they ain't gonna stand there if that gate open.
Who's that, Miss Daisy?
Talking about Bessie's rooster.
Oh,
Dodgers.
They do fight, don't they?
Yeah, they fight.
Well, they got them old mean spurs.
They do fight.
Do they cut each other up? Pretty well, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Do they cut each other up pretty sometimes?
Sometimes they do. Now, Bessie's rooster, I don't know where we all was, but he hurt Doris's rooster pretty bad. He just picked all the feathers off his head and spurred them, I guess, his neck, and he was drooping around there for a while.
Oh.
Gosh, I guess so.
Now,
you know, I never thought they'd going to be fighting like that. I didn't know that.
Didn't know chickens fight like that?
Didn't know that they did down there.
Yes, sir. Them fight all the time. Every chance they get, they fight. Been doing it.
All along?
All along. Ever since, Nas's rooster got old enough to fight.
Yeah.
Before he had any spurs, he'd fight him.
Of course, he'd run.
Hmm?
He'd run.
He never run from it.
Even when he'd fight.
Get him down and he'd pick him. And, well, I have fought it plenty of times, and Bessie do it any time. She'd give it to whoever catch him fighting, that's part, that's separates them.
Yeah. But Doris's rooster just from best start before he had any spurs or anything.
That's right. That's right. Right. You see, Bessie's rooster's old.
Yes.
That's an old rooster.
And tough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you used to have roosters that fight.
Me? Yes, I'll have them fight. But I don't know just how many hens I had. I had a yard full, but I had three roosters. They would fight sometime, but they didn't fight like these do. They'd have a fight every once in a while, but they'd have a fight.
Oh, no.
They would.
And really, really, really mix it up.
That's right.
Well, now, does it last a good while? Or
it'll last a good while if you don't separate them. But I tell you what, if them roosters, if one of them could ever whoop the other one, they'd break up that fight. But so long as one is strong as the other and just as ready as he, well, they gonna fight.
And as long as you separate them, they don't have a chance.
As soon as they can get back together, they gonna fight.
Yeah.
But if one of them could be the boss.
That's right. That would break up the fight. But they ain't named the boss. Both of them think he's boss.
One of them's an old rooster and the other's a young rooster.
Hmm?
Doris's is a young rooster.
Yes.
And Bessie's is a
old, tough. He's tough. And spurs that long.
Oh, yes. Like a knife.
And sharp. But now, I never kept a rooster on my yard. Old as Bessie's rooster. I'll keep him maybe a year. Then I get rid of him.
Eat him.
Eat him.
Boil him.
That's right. Do something to him. Get him off the yard. Well, I kept my roosters mostly the same age, you see. I just like Dar's rooster. He's a young rooster. Well, I saved me two roosters and let them grow up together. Well, sometimes they wouldn't fight. They wouldn't fight each other.
Yeah, if they growed up together.
Growed up together. But sometimes they'd fight.
Yeah.
But they was the same age, you see. Just about. One had no business being no stronger than the other. So sometimes I just let them fight till one whoop the other one. Put a good whooping on it. He didn't have to do that no more.
Yeah.
That broke up the fight. But Bess's rooster's too old to fight with Darcy's rooster.
Yeah.
He got too much advantage of it.
Yeah.
But the one Darcy got rid of, he put a one whooping on Bessie's rooster one day.
Oh.
He didn't have no spurs neither. But he whooped him.
Oh.
He whooped him till he was going home himself. Wasn't nobody at him. So And I've seen them fight out there.
Yeah.
But I was busy and I didn't have time to fool with them.
Yeah.
When I went back to the door to see how would they get along, they was out there under that tree in the shade fighting.
Under your tree?
Yes. So I went back to see how would they get along. That young root had Bess's rooster down on the ground. Just picking, and trying to spur him, but he didn't have spurs. So the next time I went to the door to see what was he doing, Bessie Rooster had them got up and was going home, and that other rooster followed him to the fence. A good whooping on him.
Oh,
I think if they'd have kept him in the place of this one, it wouldn't be no fights. But they got rid of him and kept this one what they got now.
Yeah.
And sometime Bessie Rooster puts a whooping on him. He did here must been about 2-3 weeks ago. His head hit ain't well, his kiln went up. And anyway, the fellas ain't closed back yet. And they started fighting again.
Oh, has it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he'd fight with a sore head, do you?
Well, he'll fight.
He don't have a choice, does he?
He don't. I don't have no chickens. I don't have one. And got to be bothered with everybody. They come, they scratch up my flowers and they dig around there. Mm-hmm.
Fight under your tree.
Yeah. Nothing I can do about it. But just let it go on. But if I had chickens, they wouldn't bother folks. That's when I ain't got none.
Yeah.
I can't get me a chicken yard fixed. Can't get no protection from them, and I don't want none.
Where would you put a chicken yard?
Well, on the back of that tree, I could put a good chicken yard from the road on down to Doris and them's line.
Clear across there?
Mm-hmm. That's where I'd put it.
What'd you need? Just some good chicken wire?
I want chicken wire, but I want it tall. I don't want no little bit of what you like. This is fence.
Yeah.
Now I want mine about a foot high. Then you put your chickens in there, fix a gate, everything. You could take care of them.
Yeah.
You can't take care of chickens running out all the time.
Yeah.
I never did let mine do it, cause see. Then he was able to help with a chicken yard, and them boys grew up. Him and them boys kept me a good chicken yard.
Yeah.
Good hog pen. My hogs, they didn't get out much and bother nobody.
Well, now, in your chicken yard, you gotta keep it cleaned up one thing or another.
Oh, yes, you got to keep it clean. Well, you see, if they get the yard built, I'd take care of my chicken yard just like I do my house yard.
Oh.
Yeah, so once a week, well, you see, I had everything I needed to clean. Now, every morning, I wash out the water trough.
Yeah.
The thing I wash, give water in, and I feed them. I'd clean out the trough and fill them up with water. Well, I'm through with them for that day.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Once or twice a week, I clean out the yard. I get me a rake, rake up all that trash and stuff, and put it in a bucket or a pan or something, and scatter it around my flowers.
Oh, that'd be nice to have it around your father. Mm-hmm. That's what you did.
That's what I did.
What did you have, Miss David, for them to roost? Where did they roost? Have a little shelter?
Yes, I had a little house for them to roost in at night. And I had a nice shelter for my nesters to put my nesters under. And they make me little ladders for them to walk up on. You see. Mm-hmm. Good, good. My chicken and dogs get as many of Darcy's eggs or more than they do.
Yeah. Dogs, I guess.
Yes.
Just plan on gathering her.
You see, I've got four dogs.
Yeah.
We don't have no dog now. Got rid of all of them somewhere or another. Oh, I believe Buddy killed the last one. He was under the car somewhere and he backed him, broke his neck. I said, well, he didn't have no business there, wasn't no good, no harm. So let him go.
Yeah.
But won't nothing happen to Arthur's dog.
Nothing.
Nothing ain't happened yet?
No. I shot one of them once.
Once?
But it didn't hurt him.
I was going to say, you didn't do much to him.
Didn't do much to him.
Because I see all four of them yesterday walking around.
Yeah. They speak to you, too, when you go by down there, don't they?
They will. Now that's them, that little one, and that spotted one, that old one. Them two great big things, I don't think they will box.
Oh.
I don't think they will box. But some nights, that little one, he'll come up there to our place. He sit out there in that room, and I bet he box. Hours at the time. Sometime. Bessie said, well, what the dogs barking at them? I said, I don't know nothing. I said, I don't believe they see the thing.
Just sit there and bark?
Sit out there and bark. I said, they was trying to find Arthur.
Sit out there and bark.
Well, before Anna near moved from down there, she'd say sometime, I heard Pup barking and barking and barking. I say, he was up there in the road by my house. I said, he didn't see a thing. I said, of course, I didn't hear nothing. She said, I don't know what he sees. Don't believe he sees nothing.
Just up there barking. I don't know. I just don't know. They don't all of them bark.
Hmm?
Not all dogs will do that. Just some of them, you reckon?
I reckon so. What, bark?
Just sit out in the road and bark,
like
that.
Well, them old big ones, they don't bark. I ain't never heard one of them bark.
Yeah.
I said, they're too lazy to bark. They just like Arthur. They're just too lazy.
Well, if they all set in together, that would be something,
wouldn't it, though? They just, whenever they can find him, they just walk the road behind him.
Yeah. Whenever they find him.
Yeah. Just walk the road behind him. Yeah. I think he said he was going back to Georgia about the 20th. Going up there to see him. He said he's just going to spend one day up there. I asked him, I said, how you going? He said, Jake's going to take that Rick. He says, you can go if you want, just for a day. I said, well, it just depends on how my business be. But I know how my business going to be. It's going to be at home. I ain't going to Georgia with him, with them. Now, he said he want to take me and Miss Bessie and Miss Hall. That's the woman that used to help him down there. So there'll be Jake and his wife. That's five, I know. And I don't know who else going. But I know who ain't going. I ain't going.
You might enjoy the trip,
Mr. Mines, I tell you the truth. I don't feel like I'm enjoying nothing. A trip from here to Micanopy with Arthur. If it's Saturday or Sunday or Friday, he ain't fitting for nothing. He drinks too much. Well, I don't like to be bothered with drunkards. You know, I get enough of him the little few times he stopped at my house.
That'll do you for a good
That'll
while.
Do me a long time. That'll last me till he come back if it's next year.
Faye told me that you got caught out there on the way up to your house there. You got caught out there the other morning.
Saturday morning. I ain't tried to get there no more. Well, I know it was cloudy, but you know it had been mostly raining in the afternoon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I said, well, I'll go on. I got up on the other side of Arthur's house, and I felt a drop of rain. I said, I'm going back. I turned around and started back home. When I got to Arthur's house, I could look through the trees and see the rain coming. When I got to my house, I was soaking wet. I said, well, that's all right, too. Says old Santa, true one. Nothing beats a trial but a failure. If you don't try, you can't fail. So I tried, and I failed. I ain't tried no more.
You know, we had 3 days of that.
Rain.
Saturday. And it started early Saturday morning.
That's right.
Before you got up.
Yes, sir. And rained all day.
All day. All day. Now, it had let up, so I went out and mowed once or twice, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But Sunday, it lit in again.
Mm-hmm.
When did it rain all night? Was
Sunday
that?
Night, wasn't it?
Saturday
Somebody
night?
Somebody said rain all night long.
Yeah. And Monday, it was still raining Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And it let up.
You know it rained. About all day, Monday.
Yeah.
It led up a little bit.
Yeah.
Between time. But it didn't stay long.
It still rained, right smart. And you know, that was the best rain we've had this whole season.
Mm-hmm. We had a good one.
Yeah. I tell you, your sister got here just the right time.
The right time.
Man alive, if she had got here
Who?
This last weekend.
Uh-huh. Oh. She, and you know we carried her home Monday. And somewhere between there and Oak Hill, it really rained.
Oh, on the way home.
On the way home. Sometime you just couldn't hardly see.
Yeah.
And the wind was strong in places.
Yeah.
Well, we'd get out of that and it'd kind of clear up.
Yeah.
We'd go on a little further and we'd run into it again.
Yeah.
I said, oh, let me get home. You know, I don't like to be out that kind of weather.
You're
I am scared.
You all left that morning?
We left. We carried her home that morning.
Yeah.
We left by the 8 o'clock. Well, it never rained. We went on down there. It didn't rain while we were there.
Yeah.
Down there. We had a nice day.
Yeah, you all had a nice... And you had a nice visit down there?
Yes, sir.
You saw all the family and everybody?
Saw all the family. Just about it. Well, I see part of both of them. We went to my nephew's house and stayed there for a while. Then we went to his daughter's house. Mm-hmm. We see his daughter and his son. They stay right close together, so if you go to see one, you see them both.
Now, is that Robert's?
That's Robert's children.
Uh-huh.
So, we see them. They was all right. He's got all right. Back to work.
Yeah.
I think the man must have got well or got all right some way or another, cause so they put him in jail all right.
Yeah.
And his fine was $300.
Yeah.
That's what he had to pay to get out. But the man that paid it, he told Robert if he would pay him so much a week when he started working, he would get him out and trust him. Yeah. He did. He got him out. Bob would pay him so much a week, I don't know just how much, but whenever he got paid off, then he paid the man so much. So I think he said he had paid it all but about $50.
Yeah. It cost him, Miss Daisy.
Yeah, it cost him. But he'll do it again.
That'd buy you a washing machine or all your chicken yard and have more left over with it. Now, you and your sister... You all have lived together ever nine then, haven't you?
Yes, sir. She, when they first come to Florida, she stayed with me a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't, she
I
wasn't...
I was at the Junction.
Yeah, but you weren't up there long, but when you come down here...
Mm-hmm. I stayed at Junction 4 years.
Yeah, and she's up there part of the time?
She was up there part of the time. And my other sister, the one that lived in Lake City, that died last year. So both of them, I had both of them. They stayed with me a long time.
Yeah. And, I don't know how I get this many frogs in my throat. But now, and then you all lived in Georgia together.
Oh, yes. We was all in Georgia together, but they were in their house and I was in mine. Like that. We didn't live together then. Now, this sister was here, living now. She lived with my mother.
Yeah.
The most time. Well, I lived with her too until me and Ben married. But after we married, well, then I went to my own house.
Yeah.
And stayed. Then my sister, she hadn't married yet, so she was still there.
Yeah.
With my mother.
Now let's see, when she was down here, she married.
When she was here with me?
Uh-huh.
She wasn't there.
Well, how come?
She married after she come.
Oh, did she?
And she lived in Bodman a long time, her and her husband. I never could live there.
Yeah.
So after that, he was the man she married, he liked to go.
Uh-huh.
He just didn't stay nowhere long.
Oh, and moved around?
Yes, and she was right with him. He'd follow seasons.
Oh.
She's right with him.
Oh, she's moved around then.
Oh, yes. North, east, west, and south.
Well,
she's been around. I tease her every time she comes when she has time for us to talk. I says, well, one thing I know, you ought to be satisfied with the word. I said, 'cause you sure have looked it over. She said, you don't know how I did look it over. I said, no, I don't. She said, places I went, I ain't never told you. And I ain't gonna tell you. I said, don't do me no good, you know. I said, I know too much already. But she'd go off and she'd stay maybe a year.
Oh, that long.
Not long. But she's gonna come back to see sister.
Yeah.
She was down here a day or two with me. Rickly, here he come. And when he come, here she go.
She didn't, yeah.
He wouldn't stay no more than a day or two. He was a rough one. Oh.
Oh, he was rough.
But they finally separated. I don't know where he at. I don't know whether he's living or dead. I don't know. I asked her when she was up here. I said, well, where's LJ? She said, who knows? I don't know.
She couldn't even keep up with him.
No. I think they separated in New Jersey or somewhere way up there.
Good.
Why, Miss Daisy, you mean they traveled that far?
Yes, ma'am. I told him I always felt like I could make my season where I was living. I don't like season.
Yeah.
Ben used to go on every year.
Yeah.
He's been old up there.
He said one time he picked apples in New York City.
Yeah, he picked apples. I think peaches. I don't know what.
Do they ever come back with any money from those seasons, Miss?
When he go on them seasons?
Yeah.
Then?
Any of them.
Oh, yeah, they comes back. When the season is over, my sister, she'd come home.
For the money?
Then he'd come home. Well, I said, just pass home. You see, when the season off up there, it's coming on down here somewhere. So that's the way they do, season to season.
But do they ever have any money from those seasons?
Well, Ben brought money home.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He's just a stranger, Mr. Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he brought.
He'd keep a hold of his money.
Huh? Yeah, he keep all his money just like now. Don't nobody know where his money is.
Yeah.
But him.
But he don't let it get away from him.
No.
Well, now my idea about anyone following them seasons is that money it just goes fast.
It do. It don't count much. It
don't count hardly anything. They don't get much for it.
And then they say they make good money. Well, they pay good money.
Yeah.
To stay there.
Yeah. Everything they get, you know, they gotta shell out money for.
Mm-hmm.
That won't do.
And then the way my son tell me, I couldn't rest at night. Now some places he had been on the sea, I said, well, how in the world do y'all sleep? You rent rooms or something? He said, some of them, they might rent a house. I said, but most of them, mama, the man that run the farm, he got a shelter, some kind of shed for him to sleep on. He furnished the shed and the hay. He just scattered the hay all over that shed. Well, now you furnish your cover. And I sleep here. You sleep here. Somebody sleep here. That's just the way it is. I said, just like hogs and dogs.
Well, that's right. All they got is a shelter over them.
That's right. I said, Well, the company, they got a place from the wash, the furnished tubs, he said, from the wash, but you had to pay for it. You had to pay the washing. I said, did you like it? Like that? He said, didn't worry me.
Yeah, they just live above it.
That's right.
But now your sister went with her husband on these. Did she work
on
too?
On these, too. But she worked. But she said she mostly cooked.
Yeah.
For a bunch. She didn't work in the field.
Yeah.
But she just, and they had a house, a room or something from the living. But now this cooking, that was for so many. She cooked for so many. Well, ain't this another woman or man cook for so many? Then now the boss man, he furnished the food. He paid her to cook it, and they paid to eat it. After all is said and done, all the money they made, they left or share with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They left most to it there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, so much sense.
That's right.
And she went up to New Jersey and
yes,
where
ma'am.
Else?
Oh, I don't know.
Where they going?
So many places she went. I'm taught up there. She was in New York one time up there. And another place she told me they went on season. I told her, I said, you was a lucky girl. I said, I couldn't be that lucky. Do all that running around with everybody. I'm talking about all kinds of folks and everything like this.
And she run into all of them.
That's right.
Why, she could talk to you till midnight about all them things, couldn't she?
Oh, now, when she comes to see me, and it ain't nothing happening, me and her talk all night sometimes.
Yeah.
We go to sleep by 1 o'clock. She'll think about something she won't attend. She comes and says, "Sister, is you asleep?" I say, "I was mostly." So wake up and hear this. Well, we wake up and talk. Well, sometimes we get up about 2 o'clock, make us some coffee, drink coffee, and sit up there and talk. I said, "Babe, I'm going to bed." I said, "Don't make sense we sitting up here." She said, "I'm going to. Just as soon as I drink my coffee." "All right, we drink the coffee and get in the bed, but don't go to sleep."
But she don't talk much about the season.
Mm-mm. I reckon she been off it so long.
Oh.
She don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
She ain't been on season 9 yet.
Yeah.
Since she got rid of him, her husband, she don't go.
Yeah.
She don't go on season.
Yeah. Well, now this trip, what she talked mostly to you about was Robert, wasn't it?
Yes, this trip.
Yeah.
That's what she...
She wanted...
I told her. I said, "I don't know." I said, "All I know, just give him up. Stop worrying at him. Let him do what he want to do." She said, "I don't worry about him." But she do.
Well, of course she do. Now, she's the youngest.
Yes, that's the baby.
And so you really weren't with her too much in Georgia?
No. No, I wasn't with her too much. And after we went to Plant City, I don't see him much.
And you, you all talk about Georgia right smart, don't you?
Oh, yes. We talk about Georgia.
Yeah. Now, what sort of things does she have to say about Georgia? Does she
Georgia?
Like it too?
Well, she still likes it.
Cattle rustlers are getting to be so bad in northeast Florida around Jacksonville that the cattlemen there have banded together to form the Cattlemen's Protective Association. Isn't that something? That's from the Cattlemen Association. Oh, this cattle stealing is, it goes on big. I go back there, every time I go back there, I just wonder if they're going to start in on me next.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't look like it does much good to have a fence around them. They used to just wander around, didn't they?
But Daisy, we got 4 inches. That's right, it's my rain, isn't it?
A rain?
And it was all slow.
Mm-hmm. Lots of it soaked in, didn't much
yeah.
It run off.
Oh, it couldn't run off. And over here where all this grass is, you know. And down at your house where you got your grass and all,
mm-hmm.
It couldn't run off.
My lord, it's dry down now.
Yeah?
In places.
Yeah.
You know, down there, it's been dry there.
Oh, yeah, couldn't dig a post hole.
But it's getting pretty damp now.
Isn't it? If it just keeps us up and not just quit again.
That's right. She, Miss Miles gave me some zinnias the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was over here, so I went home, cut the tops out of them, set them out.
Cut?
and is standing up just as straight. So she asked me, Bottom, was it this morning, yesterday?
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, I set them up. I said, there they are. There. You don't see them standing up there? She said, yeah, I believe I see them now.
You cut the tops out.
Yes.
That'll make them spread.
That's right. Keep them from being so tall and have so much to droop down.
Yeah.
Well, now you see, while that top coming back, they're growing.
Yeah.
All them leaves might shed off, but the stem is straight for more leaves to come up.
All them leaves could shed off.
Mm-hmm.
And still the stem would be there.
Still would be there. And after a while you see more little leaves coming. They'd be nice and green.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
I didn't know that. You should have told me.
Well, you see yours, they come, you planting when they come up like that. But now mine, now that's from what I planted, and they grow up so tall. Well, I pinched the top on them, but you can't tell it now.
Yeah.
It's as high as that scrub. Just about.
Yeah.
But I didn't have many. I like seeing this one thing about them. Well, you got a plenty of zinnias. Don't no grass grow much in zinnias.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
They get ahead of it, don't they?
Yeah. It's a little grass in mine, but it's no heavy grass.
Yeah.
It's light.
Miss Daisy, when you... when you got somebody to talk to like your sister, it makes a big difference, don't it?
It sure do. It sure do make a big difference.
And just talking to the first one, then another, it's the same thing.
That's right. First one thing and another. Then you see when she's with me. Or when I'm with her, well, it ain't nobody but her, and it ain't nobody but me.
Yeah.
Well, it's just two of us together. And we just talk, we'll run out of something. They will think about something else, start all over.
Yeah. Well, now, Faith and her sister is the same way. Oh, they can they can go in there and with their mama, you see.
Oh yeah, and we couldn't even have the biggest talk. We didn't get any range or something
wrong
with the telephone.
Yes. Shall we start the call?
Is
that true? I think it is.
I have the phone, please. Did he say you are?
Yeah, I I know how that is. It
I can't quite hear you.
If you would get, if y'all just get together every 2 or 3 weeks, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you know a lot of people you talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It sort of pulls you down.
No.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. That's reading I'd rather be home there by myself. And I make a little visit over here once a week.
So you
That helps.
You can have the other car for you. I might go
to
it.
You might call them and tell them that we'll be here, you know, this afternoon. Well, because we certainly need to have it done. And your car's in the garage. Yeah. You didn't get over there last night.
Somebody like your sister to talk to every now and then, it'd make a difference with it.
Oh my.
You know, I've been thinking about this sometime now, since we were talking last time, or the time before. What's the first preacher that you ever knew pretty well, Miss Daisy?
Mr. Mine, that's been so long. When I know the first preacher, I don't know.
I know you know them, but I mean know them well, like you know.
Well, that's just what I mean. The first preacher I knew well, that's been years ago.
Oh, really? Way back.
Way back there.
Down here?
What was he named? No, that was in Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first preacher I ever knew, he was in Georgia. I even forgot his name.
Hey, but you, how old was you?
How old was me? About 15.
Well, you wouldn't know him well at 15, Miss Daisy. You'd just be a child.
Well, that's the first one I know at 15.
But you didn't know much about him.
No, I know nothing about him like I would know now.
Yes. Well, now that's what I mean. When did you begin to get acquainted with him?
No.
That's after you come down here.
That was after I come down here.
Yeah.
We had some good preachers down here. Yeah. Before as I know them.
Well, now, so you don't really know, you know, like an adult, any of those old Georgia preachers?
No.
Not it, like you know them
you
down
know
here.
There's a good many Georgia preachers here. They come from Georgia here.
And you know some of them?
Yeah, I know some of them.
Well, you've been here.
Taylor's one of them.
Yeah.
He come from Georgia here.
Yeah. How'd Taylor make a living?
Welfare.
Way on back?
Mm-hmm. You're talking about way back in? Uh-huh. How he made a living?
Uh-huh.
He farmed. Oh.
He farmed just like everybody else.
That's right. Yes, sir, he farmed.
Had his own place?
Nope. He didn't. He's on his own place now. But he have always been. He lived in rented houses. Once upon a time, he lived in a house. He the depot agent, he used to farm with him, Mr. Hester.
Mr. Hester.
Mm-hmm. He used to farm with him. Well, he stayed on his place.
But that didn't cost him.
Hmm? No, it didn't cost him nothing then.
Yeah.
You didn't have to pay rent then.
Yeah.
But you have to pay rent now.
Yeah.
Wherever you stay,
you have to
pay rent. I remember when I first moved on the Richardson home. We didn't pay no rent.
Yeah.
But we have to pay it now.
Yeah.
Miss Daisy, how long have these preachers been coming to your house to eat? You've had them a long time.
Oh, for years. Yes. When I lived over down that tree, I used to have to take care of our preachers. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
Well, you get the norm then.
Sometime it could be two, sometime be three. But Dora Mitchell, she'd help me to serve them. That's all. Nobody hit me to buy it. But I'd have the preachers and their wives. And I'd take him every Sunday. I'd go to church 11 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the evening and night. But the way I did, I get up early Sunday morning. What I could cook, I'd cook it on a Saturday. Other than that, I'd cook, get up early Sunday morning and cook. And I'd leave it on the stove. When I'd come back from church, they'd have to sit on the porch or sit in the house or somewhere until me and Dora got on the table. And then they'd eat. At that time, the church didn't pay you nothing for taking care of the preacher.
Yeah.
But now, they pay for it.
Oh, they do.
They pay for taking care of the preachers. Doris and T.C. Betts wife supposed to take care of them. Well, when Doris had, they eat to my house. You see, Daisy got the dishes all to wash and clean up the fine, but Daisy don't get nothing. They get the money, and I get the job. I don't cook for it. I don't furnish nothing for him to eat. She furnishes it, cook it at her house, and serve it at mine.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. And he said someone to me. I said, well, I said, you and you Lee gets pay for feeding. I said, and I used to have to take care of three or four of them. I said, I didn't get a dime. I said, I didn't look for none. I said, now, every Sunday you keep him, you get paid for it. L, you Lee keep him. She get paid for it. You got to have him and his wife and whoever he want to bring with him.
Oh, really?
But I said, I may be wrong, but I'm not perfect, and I know that. But he lived right there on Orange Lake. He could go home and get his meat. And I think if they got to feed him, I think he ought to pay it out of his own pocket.
Well, Miss Daisy, you were taking care of preachers before Reverend Maudlin.
Oh, yeah. I took care of all of them but this one.
Yeah.
Well, now, what was the name? Could you remember before Reverend Maudlin?
Well, one of them was a Harris.
Harris?
Mm-hmm.
How was he?
Well, now the other one was Addison.
Were they from around here?
Oh, they lived around here somewhere. Of course, I don't know where they lived.
Uh-huh.
But I know one thing, he was close enough to come on Sunday.
Yeah.
But where they come from, I don't know.
Well, you didn't know much about him.
I'd see him at church.
Yeah.
But I'd never been to near one of them's home.
Is that right?
Mm-mm. Never been to them.
But Reverend Addison would come to your house.
He'd eat there.
Yeah.
He'd come to eat.
I they were pretty nice.
If we had another preacher, I can't think of his name for nothing. He lived in Gainesville. Well, now, at that time, there was a family of Benjamins. Well, they cared for him. Of course, he was just like a son. He would come. Now, Sunday night, he didn't go back home. He lived in Gainesville, but he didn't go back. They would get up and fix his breakfast, or he would fix his own breakfast. You can see all of the younger family that was going up, well, they'd have to go to the field. On Mondays, they have to leave and go away. Well, he'd tell them, so well, you all go on. I'll fix my breakfast. Well, his breakfast wasn't nothing. He'd get a cup of coffee and an egg. That's all he wanted for his breakfast. Well, by lunchtime, he was in Gainesville.
Yeah.
At home. He was the easiest man to feed. Well, he would come to my house sometime for dinner on Sunday, but not often.
Yeah, mostly with the Benjamins.
Yes, mostly the Benjamins.
I never heard of them, I say.
Oh, I guess they were gone from here when you come in. They all left here and went to Fort Myers.
Oh, they just picked up and moved.
Moved away.
All of them?
Yes.
Well, what do you know?
Then one family would go now. Well, maybe in a month or so, another one would leave. You see, Benjamin, he had two sons married here.
Yeah.
Well, they all left right behind him and went to, and he had a married daughter here. They all went to Fort Myers. Bruce's brother married Arthur Benjamin's daughter.
Oh.
So they all went to Fort Myers. That's been a long time.
Oh, that's how come him to be at Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's but about three of them living now. One boy and two girls. I think that's all living. I think about two girls living.
Miss Daisy, were all the preachers good ears? All the preachers good eaters?
Yes, ma'am. Everyone I see.
Reverend Harris, Reverend Addison.
Oh, he could eat. Harris and Addison, they could eat a plenty.
Oh.
But the man that the Benjamins kept, Daniel, he was no big eater.
Yeah.
No time. He didn't eat much. No time.
He's unusual.
Mm-hmm. No. And he wasn't hard to feed, just whatever he liked, vegetables or something like that. But he wouldn't eat enough to pay for it.
Now, did Reverend Harris bring his wife?
I think he brought his wife here once.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh my, you had to do a lot of cooking.
But I didn't mind. You see, I had to cook with them and my family, and I had a big family.
And they didn't all eat together.
Yeah. Then I had a big house. I could serve them all right. But Dora, she would help me. She'd help me to serve them. She didn't help me to feed them. Now, in the fall and winter, the way I do, I'd bake my potatoes